Explaining the arrangement, the ATV management claimed that the major shareholder had done so with the best intentions, trying to help employees in difficulty make ends meet. If the major shareholder had opened his purse to help ATV employees because he could not bear to see them in need, they would have been happy, and he would have won a reputation for being chivalrous. However, what ATV employees have received has not been given gratis. They are the major shareholders' debtors. Not only have they been denied their pay, but they are now in debt too. Try as we may, we cannot see the best intentions the ATV management has mentioned. Furthermore, that the major shareholder was willing to lend money to employees shows he has the money to pay them, but he has lent them money instead of paying them. It is evidently more accurate to say he has an axe to grind.